Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to our producer, David. Hey, David, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Erica. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was your holidays?
It was good. Much needed. Much needed.
I know. It seems like so long ago since we've talked, and yet it's only been a couple weeks.
Right.
It's that holiday vortex.
Exactly.
What day of the week is it? So I really hope you are ready for our show today. I have a special guest, and we're talking about women empowering women. You know, to me, empowering someone, especially women and girls, it simply means accepting and allowing individuals who are on the outside of the decision-making process into it. That is why the quote by Ruth Bader Ginsburg is so pertinent. Women belong in all places where decisions are being made. You know, women are unique, strong, and powerful beings. And when we lift each other up, empower one another, amazing things happen. And that is just what my guest, Linda Ellis Eastman, does. We will be discussing women empowering women, the role women play today and in the future. So without further ado, like you give a little bit of introduction. So Linda Ellis Eastman is the CEO of the Professional Woman Network, an international consulting organization dedicated to the empowerment of women and youth on a global basis. Linda has trained and certified over 4,000 women from 23 countries to start their own consulting and seminar practices. And I'd like to make a special thank you to Linda for you joining us today. Welcome.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
I am so glad that you were able to take the time. And I want to just really hit the ground running and ask you, why is women's empowerment so important to you?
Oh, my goodness. Because I feel like women in general have been the underdog in society, meaning that they have had so many challenges over the years that they've had to overcome or have attempted to overcome. And I feel emboldened, if you will, to teach, empower, lift, encourage women to be able to achieve whatever goals they have for themselves and overcome so many obstacles that have been placed, oftentimes deliberately, in today's society for women.
And so why is it important to society at large? I mean, of course, as women, it's important to us, right? We want to promote our own causes and our own beliefs. But why should society care?
Society should really, really look very carefully at the, if you will, positives that arrive, if you will, by having women absolutely involved in all sectors of society. We look at parenting. Women are oftentimes, most often actually, the primary caregiver for children. And so that being, we've certainly seen that in the pandemic. I mean, the dads have been right on board too, being home and oftentimes having to homeschool or virtual teaching, if you will. But still, with women, if they are given support, whether it's at home, if you will, and particularly even in corporate and organizations, the brain power of women is extraordinarily strong. We know that to be true. And in organizations where they have board members where women are on board or companies where you have the voices of women being heard. As you said with Ginsburg's quote, I mean, women need to be involved in decision making. And I find, Erica, if you will, that so many women don't step up to the plate. Either they're intimidated or they feel that their voice will not be heard. And it behooves a company or any organization or any society to have women's voices heard and listen carefully, because oftentimes the answers to problems are right there in the woman's mind and in her own vision, which, and I think that very frankly too, Erica, women tend to be very collaborative in nature. Oh yes, women can compete against women. We know that to be true. But when there is a common goal, generally speaking, women can collaborate, come on board and be part of some terrific decision-making that would behoove society in all capacity.
And I so completely agree with that, because, you know, there's this joke where people, you know, why do women go to the bathroom in pairs? Why do you always have to call your girlfriend or something to that effect, right? And it's because we collaborate. We know that by talking out a situation, a problem, a concern, you're going to have more opportunities to resolve that conflict if you can join forces, if you will. And you know, no men bashing at all, more so saying, if we can all as a society come together and really empower one another, great things happen.
Well, and to be very frank, Erica, I think a positive that's going to come from this pandemic, whenever it ends, and it will at some point in time, will be the realization that we all really do need one another, male, female, black, white, brown. And so I feel that, and particularly with new leadership, I'm not getting into politics, but we will obviously have new leadership in the White House with a very strong, not only president, but certainly a female VP. We're hitting a lot of firsts, correct?
Absolutely.
So I think it's going to show, and we have two different races that will be there in the White House, two different genders in the White House. And I think we're going to see firsthand, at least I certainly hope so, some terrific collaboration that can take place and be very, very powerful. I think this will also embolden many women, black, white, brown, I mean, all races, all ages, to say, gosh, if she can do it, maybe I can too, to be heard. And again, through the pandemic, we have learned we're all in this together. And so when we come out of this, if you will, perhaps this will bring humanity, I talk about the states here, but certainly globally, to say we really all need to hear and really listen to one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not just listening to respond, right? It's listening to really hear the person, to understand the issues, and to then move forward in a positive light. And I think sometimes we listen to respond and not listen to hear. And I think that's one great reason why, when we empower one another and not just women to women, but everybody, we hear that. And so what would you say when you first really started out in your business? And we're going to get into more of that in the next segment, but did you always know that this is what you wanted to do, to empower? Or was there just one point in your career, whether it's personal, professional, that you knew this is something that needed to be pursued?
Absolutely. I would have to say that undoubtedly in my early 20s, I'm now in my mid-70s, so long, long ago, I was in a situation where it, how shall I say this, was a gender harassment, I shall put it that way, gender harassment. And I have always been one that has just been very independent, outspoken in a tactful way. But when this happened, I thought, wait a minute. How many other women are going through something similar to this? And it percolated, if you will, on my heart, on my mind. And it was then in my 30s when I was watching certainly the situation for women in general, not getting better whatsoever. And I thought, you know what, I've got to start a company, an organization called the Professional Woman. So it wasn't the Professional Woman Network yet, but it was the Professional Woman Company, if you will, where I would go into organizations and associations and talk about the importance of women being treated equally and fairly within all companies and organizations. So it was put on my heart a long, long time ago.
And so many people have benefited from that specifically. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the power of networking, and specifically the Professional Woman Network with Linda Ellis Eastman. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into a spirited exchange radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge. And I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you all again for joining me today with our guest, Linda Ellis Eastman, where we are talking about empowering women. And one way women can empower each other is through networking. It is about building trust and helping one another with common goals. Networking with each other and discussing problems and solutions help women to really build relationships, receive necessary information and guidance, and educate themselves. So Linda, you do this through your organization, Professional Woman Network, or PWN for short. Tell the listeners about the organization.
I'd be happy to. This was, again, founded in 1982. So this is, we're going into our 40th anniversary after August of this year. And what I envisioned, I wanted something to be extraordinarily diverse. I wanted to be an organization of all races, different backgrounds, and as you say, networking of support for one another and encouragement. So when I founded PWN long, long ago, It grew exponentially because my vision was to certify, if you will, women and actually a few men, but primarily women, to start their own consulting and coaching and seminar practices. so that they in turn could be sharing with educators and students and all different types of women the ability to believe in themselves. Because I thought I had a new baby at that time, a couple of years old, and I thought I would love to be traveling the country doing all these presentations and lifting and encouraging. But I thought, no, the best thing that I can do is share my knowledge and have individuals come here, Louisville, Kentucky, to the Seelbach Hotel, and keep it in small groups of approximately 8 or 9 individuals, certify them, and many of them, PhD, double masters, whomever they are, nurses, educators, I was not going to be their boss. I was not employing them. I was simply certifying them so that they, in turn, could start their own practices, not necessarily leave what they were doing full time, but start coaching practice and seminar practices to lift and encourage other women. So it grew from 8 individuals taking the first course back in 1982 to now, right before the pandemic, it was now at 4,000 women, many of them originating from numerous countries, actually 23 countries. So that has really, particularly when we've been in small group and all the different certifications and trainings here, and that's why I limit it to a very small group of 8 or 9 individuals, because then we're in a safe group. Erica, and you can relate to that.
Yes.
Because in a safe group, individuals, and if they trust one another, and it all depends upon the facilitator. And I feel very blessed in being able to create, I certainly hope that I do, a wonderfully safe environment in that meeting room, so that I find that women, when they are trusting one another, will open up in so many ways. They don't have to, but they generally do. And the encouragement from others in that room, black, white, and brown, all different educational degrees, is so uplifting to watch and observe, for me in particular, to see what I call networking in action, love, support, and encouragement.
And I can attest to it. I've attended some of these seminars and the annual conference, and it not only educates and provides networks, lifelong personal and professional relationships, but it does fill your cup. And when you are able to really take away, not only professionally, but personally, it changes you. And I think that's what's so important about networking and of course your organization in particular, that you can do that. It's a testament to you, and it's also a testament to the people who join, because they're there for the right reasons, right? They're not only there to build. I mean, we all know there's so many benefits to networking. It's not just about what can it do for me, it's also what can it do for you, meaning the other participants. And you mentioned, you get a lot out of this. You know, what are some of the things that you receive from the organization? Meaning, not accolades and the booking sort of things, but what do you personally get from doing it when you're able to see these people grow?
I would have to say that has been me from even my high school days. And I mean that so sincerely, that I love to get something moving along, whatever that may be, friendships, groups, not cliques. I don't even want to use that term. But back in high school, getting our friends together for whatever purpose it may be. And I find that my joy over all these years up now into my 70s is that not me so much being under the spotlight. That is not what I strive for. I never have, and I never will. Instead, I absolutely love it when I'm able to sit back, as I do in the trainings, or as you have seen at conference at it'll be now our 40th international conference this August. You will rarely hear me, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but it's not about me. I'm not up there saying, I, Linda Eastman, have done this, and I've done this, I've done this. Those 21 speakers, and you've been one of them, and you will be again this year, are the focal point for me, so that I sit in the back of that room, a ballroom at the Seelbach or the small training rooms at the Seelbach when I do the certifications, such as several that you have attended, is to watch the interaction. I feel, I will use the word blessed, to sit there and watch the love and encouragement taking place. So it's not about me. Absolutely not. Never has been.
Mm-mm. But I think that's an important note, that not only through the networking that you might achieve, that you receive, right? You receive that blessing. You receive that you're a very compassionate person. So when you're out there doing these, you're helping others. And I think that's, it's again, it's an empowered women empowering women. And that is why it's so important, is that when you can bring somebody together, I'm doing this at the end of this month, a retreat that I'm hosting. And I am so excited for it, for that purpose, to be able to create this safe space, as you said, the safe space for people to open up, to release what they may have holding them back. And that's what's so important, again, about networking and PWN, is that you allow time for that. And I think sometimes that's what is missing. It's a factory, right? It's a factory of go in, do this, okay, you're done. Whereas it's more so instructing on concepts, instructing on those sort of things, but also building blocks, building the person up so that they are able to do it. And that's what's so important about networking. It helps to build the confidence. It's to gain the different perspectives. It's develop, strengthen, and build the long-lasting professional personal relationships.
Excuse me for interrupting. I'll build upon that very quickly, if I might. I was going to say relationships, and you said it, because I think that is, now I think that puts it in a nutshell. For me, even at these big international conferences where we have the 100 people there, I always limit it to that. And some people will say, well, why limit? I said, first of all, it's not a convention. It's a conference. Big difference, right? Conventions, hundreds of people milling about, and very, very rarely are there some deep, meaningful relationships that come from that. You're generally a number, very frankly, if you're milling about. But in a conference such as what we have, it is about relationships. And you've seen that in action. We have some who've come to conference for 25 years. They say, this fills my cup. I need this to replenish my emotional, spiritual, mental cup, so to speak. You've heard that said at yes. conference last year. And so when you use that word relationships, women, if they're not competing, have an amazing, and I mean that so sincerely, and that word is competition. And when women start competing of who's the prettiest, who's the thinnest, who's the smartest, who has the most money, it's defeating a deep relationship. And I think what you've seen with PWN, resoundingly, I know the backgrounds of everyone who's there. All of them, all of you, right? But at the same time, oh, PhD, MDs, people who've spoken at the United Nations, I know these backgrounds. You rarely hear anyone, in fact, I never have, bragging about what they've done, right? I think instead, most of these individuals, and you've met them, want to form relationships. What can I do to help you, right? As a new friend, as a new colleague.
And I think that and that's what many of your members benefit from so much, is when we hear somebody's background, or, you know, you're at conference and you see somebody speak, you know, we have their bio, we know what their background is from that perspective, but they're telling a personal story, and how what they learn they can put forth into the world. And when we have that information, we know I can reach out and I can contact this person because they have experience in that. And that's what we learn from, right? We learn from people's experiences. And when we do the different networking, especially within PWN, we are able to learn so much about ourselves. We are able to take other people's perspectives into consideration. And I think that is what is so special about PWN in general, but also networking in general, right?
You've said something else, if I might build upon that again, is the transparency. And you hit it a year ago when you were there at conference. I mean, pandemic, obviously. I haven't seen you in a year, but I will this August. And I think the beauty is that's a safe place with a lot of people. Well, a lot of people, 100 women there, right? Where each of those individuals that are attending or speaking, the 21 speakers, are able to really share, here is who I am, or here's where I've been, and here's what I've learned, and here are some tools, you know, whether they're doing their PowerPoints or whatever, they're willing to give what they have. And I find that a lot of women who, in the States, actually globally, but particularly in the States, are covetous oftentimes, right, of their knowledge, what they've done. Heaven forbid they should share with another woman. Oh, she's going to take it and run with it. I've never seen that happen, PWN. I see people taking an idea, right, from some of the speakers saying, oh, my gosh, I can incorporate that into my business, or I can incorporate that into my own life of forgiveness or whatever that topic might be, right? Learning from one another, sharing, and being transparent. Big risk.
No, and it is. And it's something that we need to learn to do, to be vulnerable. And I think this allows us to be that in a space that we know people will accept. Even if they cannot not necessarily relate, they will accept that. And it is very special. So if you want to learn more about Professional Woman Network or PWN, you can go to www.prowoman.net. That's www.prowoman.net. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss empowering through literacy. And it may not be what you think. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
You know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to again thank you, Linda Eastman of Professional Woman Network, for joining me today. One of the ways we empower women is through literacy. And literacy not only enriches an individual's life, but it really creates opportunities for people to develop skills that will help them provide for themselves and their family. And what I'm talking about here is beyond the basic reading and writing skills. Not that, of course, they're not important, they're essential. I'm talking about telling your story, sharing your ideas, knowledge, and experiences so that we may be united and provide guidance to others. With the idea of continuing to empower women, my guest Linda Eastman created an outlet for just that. Linda founded Professional Woman Publishing in 2005, dedicated to providing books co-authored by over 1,000 PW International members and dedicated to raising the dignity and self-esteem of women globally. So Linda, how did this get started? What sparked the idea?
Oh, I think it was a natural, Erica. I think that because PWN obviously was an older company and 15 years ago, I thought, wow, there's so many in the network are doing such a beautiful job of speaking engagements, seminars, workshops, coaching, all of that. But I thought we need to get the word out globally, not just in the States, if you will, or just Canada, but we need Middle East, Europe, all over. And I thought the only way we can really do that collectively is to have books and anthologies. That was put on my heart in 2004, actually. I was hosting a small conference at one of our retreat centers here, and I asked 25 of our board members, 25 of them were attending. And I said, if we publish one book called Becoming the Professional Woman, would you want to contribute? And collectively they said, oh my gosh, we're so ready. I said, great, because we're going to publish one book and I'm delighted you'll be in it. Well, it went a bit beyond one book. That book was published with 25 of our senior board members. It went very well. They were all delighted to be a part of it. And obviously then the word was out and many of our other PWN members said, oh my gosh, I'd like to be in an anthology. And so then we had a series of anthologies coming out, generally between 15 and 25, sometimes 30 co-authors in a book. So these anthologies, Erica, really, really provided, if you will, a reader many, many different aspects and discussions and words within these chapters on various topics from stress management, self-esteem building, all the different topics that really impact women. And I found that the anthologies were a great way also for the contributing authors to be able to take their chapter and turn them into keynotes, right? Seminars, mm-hmm. retreats, and they have. I would say 90% of the authors and we now have published 100 anthologies, not just that one back in 2004 where I had that vision. It was absolutely put on my heart to start that publishing company, if indeed we would have authors who were interested. Well, there have been many who said, not only, you know, writing one's own book is very exciting, but there are many who will say being in a collection, right? A collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. Where you've got 15 to 25 authors in one book can be very, very powerful. So
I completely agree because I've had many, I am a published author. I've had 5 different collaborations, 4 with you. The Professional Woman, the Total Woman, the New Female Leader, and Women of Courage. And I've had many of those co-authors in those books on the show. And because they have such wonderful ideas, knowledge, experience, and stories to share that so many people can benefit from, that it's hard not to want them to share. And it hits the nail on the head about women empowering women is that collaboration.
Absolutely. And that's really, it's a win-win across the board, basically. It's a win for the reader because there are so many various topics in the different books. And each book has its own theme, so to speak. You know, each book has its own title. And like Women in Courage, Courage that you were in, has so many personal stories of women who've overcome whatever it is they were faced with. Few actually wrote about their grandmothers, right? Some others in their lives that have really had the courage, if you will, to face life head on and get through it. Sometimes with big struggles, but they made it. They made it. So I think especially now with the new normal, so to speak, and especially when we come out into the new next, if you will, I feel that a book such as the one you're in, Women of Courage, is going to be very meaningful for women in general, right, who are saying, how do I get my life back together? Everyone's been thrown off balance. Everyone's been thrown off.
Oh, yes. I mean, and it was very, for me, the latest collaboration that I was in through Professional Woman Publishing is The New Female Leader. And to me, it was very, I don't know, it helped. My topic was specifically on handling transition and accepting change. And for me, it was, this is perfect time. This, what we're going through right now, it not only it served as a reminder, but it also helped to guide people. And, you know, I've done many speaking topics on it over the past, you know, 8 months. And it's so helpful. And for me personally, and I think establishing that outlet that you've created helps others. Curious to know, what do you see as benefits of becoming a published author, and really, how does it empower someone? How does it empower women?
Oh my goodness. And you've seen it personally. I mean, you're a very successful and highly experienced woman, a great businesswoman, but at the same time, there is something about being published on a specific topic that takes you to a whole new level of credibility. Again, you've met many in the network, MDs, PhDs, very strong backgrounds, but still, once they're published in this area, a different area of expectations is because many women, particularly some of our MDs, have published medical papers, right? And then here they come into a book and an anthology where they're writing about self-esteem or the new next or what have you. So they grow from the writing itself, if you will, and then they have that for their resume, certainly. And also, it's one more step for them, if they choose, such as you have, to do speaking engagements based upon those chapters. Now, I must say, 7 years ago, many of those same authors who were in the collaborative anthologies said, Linda, would you publish my own book? Well, I had absolutely hesitated to do that because we were so busy with the anthologies. I never like to take on too much if I can't do a good job. I'm sure you would understand that, is that I thought, gosh, we have these anthologies. What now if I'm taking on personal books, private books with just a solo author? Well, I did. I accepted. And so to date, we have now published 265 private books. So that has been just a joy and blessing, because with those private books, I become the author's coach, book coach. So I become very, very, very close to them. In fact, of the 265, most are female authors, but we have 5 men. And those are very enlightened males. I will say that, right?
Yes, very absolutely.
Choosy. I'm very choosy about those private books and what we will accept. It's got to be, the topic's got to be consistent with what we stand for, right? Which is empowerment, lifting and encouraging others, particularly women and families and youth. So I hope that gives you a little idea about, I think, the benefits to the authors, that it gives them also a platform, particularly in a collaboration or a private book, to get their word out on a global basis.
I think that in itself is very empowering, right? In being able to be seen as an expert in a topic and be able to then turn that into a speaking engagement or a seminar or even an online webinar, it is great, and it builds the confidence of the individual, and it also helps others through the experience that you might have gone through.
So you're so on target with that, absolutely, because it does. It helps to build a practice for many of the coaches, especially now with the pandemic. They're doing Zoom calls, right? And so for many, those Zoom participants in a coaching session, or if they're doing small group, or they're doing a workshop on Zoom, many of them now have those book copies as I don't want to say prerequisite, but as part of the registration for whatever Zoom class that author is hosting, they also get the book, and that can be part of the class, if you will. So it's a very strong platform, yeah, for any of the authors.
Absolutely agree. So if you'd like to learn more about the books offered or becoming an author, visit www.pwnbooks.com. That's www.pwnbooks.com. www.meganedge.com for more information on the Professional Woman Publishing. If you're interested in learning about any of the books I've co-authored, you can go to the website at getrootedradio.com under author speaker. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will get into why we believe the future is female. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, ladies. Are you sick and tired of having a great idea and not knowing how to get that idea off the ground? The high-heeled go-givers are here. This community of highly dedicated women have locked arms in a purpose-driven mission to uplift and transform the lives of women throughout our communities. Don't forget to tune in to listen to them and me talk with you about not just how to survive, how to hit the ball out of the...
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shoulding yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. With my guest today, Linda Ellis Eastman, we have been talking about women's empowerment. More importantly, women empowering women. About not living in competition with one another, but growing together. And that is where we would like to also end our conversation, or I could say maybe the beginning of the future. That is, the future is female. And what does this mean? Personally, to me, the future is female means that we must look to the female archetype for alternative forms of leadership. It really means we ask, what can we learn from the female energy in our lives? It means we live in a world that is emotionally intelligent, a world that is collaborative. We use that more than once today. A world in which we are linked and not ranked. The future is female does not mean female over male, just so we all have that clear. So Linda, what are your thoughts on this? What does the future is female mean to you?
Oh my goodness. I see such absolute hope, if you will, because I do see enough women, and particularly in the line of work that I do, who are really reaching not only out, but down. And when I say down, I do not mean that in a derogatory sense, but there are so many women who need the encouragement, right? To say, oh my gosh, does someone actually believe in me? You know, so many women have been brought up, not all certainly, in some unhealthy environments, particularly in childhood. And you witnessed that when you were in some of the training sessions and certifications in small group, yeah. That when someone starts sharing about their background, they go back so often to childhood, whether they were told they were fat, they were no good, or, you know, they don't speak correctly, or some very limit, they were told so many things, if you will, that were negative, that they bought into it. And for many women, it has taken years and years and years, sometimes of therapy, but to overcome the old beliefs and self-sabotage. And so what I'm finding now is that more women, such as yourself, others who are powerful women, are reaching out, when I say down, to say, let me give you a hand. Let me lift you up. And together we can be stronger. And that's what I think, I really do believe in 2021, because of the lessons from the pandemic, that women are going to say, enough of this. Oh, well, she's Black, I'm white, how would she know? Or, oh, she's an older woman, how would she know? Oh, she's too young, she hasn't had experience. As you said in this introduction for our final session, is that women are so busy in the past competing, or, oh, what she has, what she doesn't have. That now I see for the future, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I see great hope, I see encouragement, and I do see, because of what's going to be happening in the White House with the VP, I feel the spotlight, Erica, is going to be on women more than ever. To say, okay, we're in this together, Black, white, brown, in between, rich and poor and in between, let's do it. Let's do it. And we've got to have that mindset. We've got to have the mindset.
And I think it's more so now. I mean, there were seven of us girls in my family, plus my mom, and never did I think, just because I was a girl, I couldn't do anything. I mean, my mother instilled that, of course, but my father even instilled that. But I think now we promote at a younger age, you know, we're letting our daughters, our nieces, our, you know, friends' kids, the kids we coach, the kids we teach, that the future is unlimited, no matter who, what, where you're from, the color of your skin, your, you know, background, your beliefs, it doesn't matter. The future is yours for the taking. And I think that is so important. I'm so glad to see that we're doing it more. I think we can do even better. And I think that's very important. And as you said, I think there is hope. One question I do have is, how do we promote women without leaving out men?
Oh, and the men have got to be involved. They've got to be involved. And you know, you've certainly been reading about him. One of our senior board members is Christopher Weber Fürst from Germany. And he has spoken at the United Nations about women and women's role in the world. And we published his book, The Future is Female, years ago. And that being said, he calls himself a feminist. I must say that he is, actually. He believes in women. And I do believe, and I've met them, you've met them, it's not a critical mass yet, but it will be, particularly with this younger generation of young men, you know, that are in high school, younger, even in college, who've been raised in a society, if you will, where females can do anything a guy can do, right? Absolutely. And this new youth mindset is going to be the generation that's going to really, really carry women into the future hugely. But even for now, even though it's not a critical mass, there are men out there that do believe in women. And I think that the beautiful part is women are proving themselves. And any organization or corporation knows that if you have a collection of bright minds, Black, white, brown, female, or male, working together, the company is going to do far, far better. Mm-hmm. And it behooves them to make it work.
Yeah. And I like to see that, you know, the empowerment, right? The empowerment as a verb is going into corporations. They're learning that once you empower your employees, and again, as you said, male, female, Black, white, brown, anything, when you empower them, they get more out of their staff, right? It's just like when you show respect, you show encouragement, when you actually lead and not boss, you are going through and you're going to be able to get so much more out of your staff. And I think that's flowing through. So even though it was perhaps quote unquote a movement, you are seeing it now go into organizations, corporations, government. And so I'm hopeful, as you said, that you're going to see increased changes. And as a boy mom, right, as a mother of a son, I know I raised my son to say, anybody can do anything you can do. And so you have to prove how you're better. You have to show up, but you also have to remember you need to help others along the way. And we joke a little, you know, joking that, you know, when I say future is female, I coach female athletes, and he laughs. He's like, well, what about me? And I'm like, that doesn't leave you out. That means you're going to be pulling them along with you. You are going to go along with that ride. And I think that's so important. I want all of our, you know, listeners to know that just because you're empowering a female or a group of people doesn't mean that lessens what you are or what you can be.
Oh, absolutely. And I love what you're saying about, and particularly about young men or men of any age, actually. They're needed and their encouragement is needed. You know, mm-hmm. if they can help with to set a firm foundation for their daughters, for their wives, for their coworkers, for women in general, then we can collaborate. We need to trust one another. We don't need to talk down to one another. Oh, I'm better than you because I'm making $200,000 a year and you're only making $19,000 at this hospital, right? No. As you said, if we can talk with beautiful and deep respect for one another and be heard, as you said, not just listen, but be heard in organizations, you're going to find people vested in that organization because they feel they count, that there's someone. So my feeling, again, as you said, whether it's a male or female, black, white, or brown, we need an equal playing field. And then until we do, we've got to keep helping women to get to that level.
And so on that note, we are running out of time, but I say there is hope and we all need to take an active role in playing our part to get there. So I want to thank you again, Linda, for joining me today. It's always a pleasure and I appreciate your time and company any chance I can get it.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed being with you, Erica.
Well, thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? One that is balanced mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. Thank you again for tuning in. Have an amazing day. I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.